Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Kenny B podcast. So I wanted to share with y'all a conversation that I had with none other than Fred Cuorino, the director of Blaxploitalion. We spoke on the topic of the representation of black women in Italy and how that image needs to change and what artists are doing in Italy to make that change.
Hi, I'm Kenya. I also have a minor in film studies, and I'm a theater design major, so that's why I'm taking the class.
Wonderful. All right. I need to have classes of Italian too.
So my first question was, do you feel that there needs to be a change in the way that black women are presented in Italian cinema?
Yeah, it's a way, this thing is a document that tells the stories of entirely black women, so men, or black islands are presented in the Italian cinema. And actually, with this film, we are trying to create a social campaign now. We are trying to do a social campaign to promote much more diversity in the film industry. But this is very difficult for many reasons, also because the Italian film industry is very lucky that only people who have connection and working inside main executive have access to be actor or director of name. So of course it's not a difficult condition based on ethnicity. It's a difficult condition for everyone. So specifically for gender, we have few women that actor in Italy. And so of course it becomes much more difficult for those who are not part of completely the Italian society. I think that we have a lot of stereotypical problems. Some of these stereotypical problems, of course, are based on ethnicity. Sometimes are based on gender. From my point of view, especially from my kind of studies, I see much more focus, of course, on the stereotypical roles based on ethnicity. I noticed, for example, that Eastern European women and African women are more of eroticized or sexualized, for example, than Italian women. So it's not really a situation of color. I'm talking also about Romanian or Polish women. We have a lot of Albanian in it. We have a lot of immigrants from Albania or Roma. So this is also the women that Romanian and Albanian are treated in the same way of African women. Even I think the portion in which we have an underrepresentation and representation of products more high as a percentage in the African and so this is the first and important for me to that notice when I'm in one sense watching with a diversity high representation of women in finance with other kind of stereotypes that are, is of course, it's difficult to find the roles in Italian films in which women have, they are doing an important or a strong job. So, for example, you have a lot of stereotypes in the representation of the roles that they are playing. So, rarely you will see a woman playing or portraying a commissioner, a head of the police or some a judge Because the Italian society is still real patriarchal, so it's very difficult to have or think that cinema is different from society.
So I went on to ask him why he doesn't put more stories out that represent black women. And this is what he said. And I agree.
The work that he did until now, also the work about immigration and the work about black solidarity. So in a part of this work, it is also a part of my life. So basically, as a son of immigrants or immigrant now, because I'm in the United States, I could recall some persons into this film. In Black Solidarity, as a part of Italian, he also an actor in the past, I worked in the Italian film, so it was part of me. But I think if I had to consider to produce, maybe to produce, but not that it's about women, because it's not my story. And I think that, especially in the documentary for production, it's very important in the subject that is real active and involved and sensitive, probably much more situations, gender, ethnicity group, is a social background, whatever. Because if I think he can, or in this case, can have much more better the story and he's more representative. So when a film or an opera or a project is out, sometimes it's strange to see that the creator is totally different from. Even I don't want to stack people into boxes of religion, but at this stage, for example, for Italy, it's not necessary that a specific group has the opportunity to highlight much more their stories. So definitely, I don't think that I will direct something like that. But of course, if I'm in the condition to produce or support the women director to do that, I can say yes, I can do.
Do you know of any other artists or activists who are doing work in Italian cinema or in artistry in Italy to change the image of people of color or black people?
One is this guy called Antonio Michele Di Stefano. He's 35 years old. He was born in North Italy, and his parents from Gold.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Antonio emerged as a writer, and since now he published 4 books. He sells more than 300,000 copies. Mm-hmm. That's the huge number. So even pop in Italy talk about the other characters, the other but said nothing really. Antonio is the real popular black Italian writer since and is popular in every Italian country. And Antonio is also a mastermind and producer of the new scene of the brand.
If we allow black women to tell their own stories, what would those stories be? And imagine the change of their images in the media, how that would look. This is Kenny B, and thank you for listening in. Thank you, Fred Corno, for sitting down and having this conversation with me.